Blog Talk Radio.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
That's the intro. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. Isn't that the truth? I'm coming to you tonight with sadness in my heart. My co-host, Michael Connolly, has passed away, and it's taken a toll. So please pray for the family. Joining me tonight is my other co-host, I bet you he appreciates that, James Sanders. Hello, James. How are you?
Yeah, Mikey bounced, and now you're stuck with me. It's okay.
You know, Michael would be laughing his ass off right now.
Probably.
No doubt. He would be. Not always did he and I see eye to eye on a lot of things.
Okay, but to be fair, I don't think Mikey saw eye to eye with a lot of people. He was an original bird, that one.
God bless him. But he did. He had open heart surgery, and then I was out of town for a while, and then I come home, and a Facebook friend called me and said, "Did you hear about Michael?" And I'm going, "No." And so he told me what had happened, and I thank him for calling me to let me know, because on the contrary to what many believe, I don't go to anybody's page specifically, okay? And I go to my page, and then I post like a woman that has rabies or something. And but I don't go to even my family. I don't go to their page. So if you have something important to tell me, you call me on the phone and tell me. Don't be posting it on Facebook so I can hear it via the grapevine. So, but I am thankful to Dean for calling me to let me know about Michael's passing. He is going to be sorely missed, and because he was, oh my goodness gracious, he was what, co-host of mine for over 5 years. So,
he was with me back when I was still doing the broadcast for Don't Hear the Future as well.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Was for about a year and a half.
And he was your co-host, and then he had the Open Door, his own show, for a while, and then he did radio prior to me even knowing of him. He did that with quite a few people. So whatever the case may be, he is going to be sorely missed. Michael, love you, and thank you for all the years of bantering. So
yeah, we didn't see eye to eye on all things, but I mean, he definitely was a fountain of knowledge.
Bantering makes good radio, though. So, people like hearing that, you know, the little cat bites and stuff. But, and I guess it does. I just don't like the drama. I'm not one of those people that thrive on drama and gossip and crap like that. So,
you know, I argue enough with strangers. The last thing I want to be doing is arguing with friends.
Exactly. I know how that is. So with no further ado, we're going to start the show. Tonight is open mic night. If there is anybody that wants to call in, the phone lines will be open on or before the half hour. I'll let you know. And even if you want to call in just to say hi or share a memory that you have of Michael, that would be nice too. But please do keep his family in your prayers. And he still has a mother who is alive. So she must be devastated. But I can't speak for her. I can only speak for myself. So let's get on with the show. We're just going to go through some headlines today. You know that that there were 833 athletes. This had to do with the PrEP, a.k.a. the shot, whatever you want to call it. I call it the PrEP. It was designed by pricks. It is given to us by pricks. It is a prick. And but 833 athletes had cardiac arrest issues and serious illnesses because of the prick. And out of that 833 athletes, you're not going to hear this on mainstream media, 540 of them died.
Yeah, and the other unfortunate fact is you need to dig real deep on the CDC's website to even see the stuff where they mention about the heart issues that have been created by this prick, as you put it. But it's there.
Well, I just posted, and before I was able to actually hit the post button, I got a message from Facebook saying that, you know, not everything is true. For if you want the truth, you know, click on this site, blah, 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 blah. The name of the documentary is called Watch the Water. And it is a doctor is actually talking to us about or telling in this documentary what is in the vaccines, and he has come to the conclusion that there are, among other things, there's two different snake venoms in the prick, which explains a lot. I encourage everybody to watch this documentary. Just go to my Facebook page, and it's right there. And if you get to my page and it's missing off my page, definitely on Gab, G-A-B, and under the same name, Watch the Water. And because somebody had turned me on to it, and I called them and I said, oh, I'll watch it later. And they said, no, you better watch it now before YouTube takes it down. And so I watched it in its entirety from YouTube, and I went to share it with somebody, and it was instantly gone off of YouTube that quick. So
to put it pretty much out there and point of fact, when you watch this, drop by the VAERS website, look at the adverse reactions to the prick, and then Google snake bite venom reactions. Compare the two.
Right. And why are they in, I mean, the monoclonal antibodies, they stopped that treatment. Why? Because it worked. Of course, they're not going to touch hydroxychloroquine with a 10-foot pole. Why? Because it works. These people, like George Carlin says, one big club and you ain't in it. Nor am I.
Personal story. Personal story, just to hammer what you just said. I suffer from stage 3 leukemia. I'm in active treatment. My treatment is Rituxan. It is an anticlonal monoclonal antibody. Guess who got COVID? My wife. Guess who didn't get COVID? Me. And with my immune system the way it is at this point in time, I should have gotten it. But because of my leukemia treatment, it's Rituxan.
Yeah.
It's a monoclonal antibody.
And he may mention that. I know that he mentions something in this video, and I'm not positive if it is that or not, but there is one. It does start with an A. You know what? I think I am wrong about it. I don't think it is the same thing that you take. But, you know, this is, and if it's working for you, James, that's great. But there are so many things. You know, why is this such a mystery vaccine? mRNA. Why is it such a mystery? Why do they want to hide everything for 75 years?
Okay, but it's not a mystery for anybody that knows mRNA and actually goes and does the research into it. You know, no, you're not going to see the post about it on Facebook. They're going to throttle it. You're not going to see the post about that on Twitter. Again, they're going to throttle it, or they're going to block it, or they're going to do that, oh, fact checkers, bullshit, fact checkers. No, they're not.
Well, actually,
you got to go dig on websites like, you know, what's left is DuckDuckGo just did a left turn, but you can't search for it at Google.
Right.
You got to go to one of the other search engines.
Well, actually, the gentleman that is the host of this documentary, he's on Getter, and I do follow him. Stu is his first name, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of his things posted. Let me go to my my Getter, and pull him up.
Yeah, Getter also has a pretty good coronavirus research group too. By the way,
but you also have to beware of Getter because it is totally funded by China, and Stu Peters is his name, and
yep.
So you know of him. And but
yeah,
Elijah
he's on Cowboy
Schaefer,
Logic. He's on Cowboy Logic different times on Real America's Voice, Stu Peters.
Uh-huh. Elijah Schaefer did a dig deep because anything that he joins, he wants to know, you know, where is it coming from, who's funding it, yada, yada, yada. And they started shadow banning Elijah on Getter, and Elijah just came out and said, hey, Getter is funded by China, and here's the proof, and I shared it on Getter. But we do have somebody with their hand up. I'm going to go ahead and bring them in really quick, but let's not lose our train of thought. Hello, Mr. Dean. How are you?
Doing good. How you doing, darling?
Wonderful, a wonderful, a wonderful. Like Otley Glenna would say.
Hey, Dean.
How you doing, Mr. Sanders?
A little bit down. I'm the month before I resumed treatment, so I'm always a little bit glad the month before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you said you're taking the Rituxan, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
No radiation.
No radiation.
That. Not doing radiation. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. But usually it's used with radiation or chemotherapy. Yeah. The chemist in me is coming out. But yeah. So, yeah. So,
expect a call from me, Dean. I may need a co-host.
May need a what?
I may need a co-host.
Oh, yeah.
Now she thinks I'm going to die next week.
Oh, you're gonna be fine. Yeah. No, lately it seems like we're losing a lot. I just found out my grandfather died 2 hours ago. So, yeah.
Oh, Dean, I'm so sorry.
Shit.
Yeah. It's all right. I mean, he was ready. He was ready. Yeah. So, talking about COVID, huh?
Yeah.
The suppressing of information.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Have you covered the WEF yet?
Did I end up?
We didn't go there yet.
Nope, not yet. Okay, yeah, that's where I would come in. Yeah.
Let's see. Well,
this
shall we?
Zombie.
Shall we talk?
World Economic Forum. For those that don't know what WEF is, go ahead.
Klaus Schwab's little baby.
Klaus Schwab.
Hail Schwab.
You will have nothing, and you will like having nothing.
You will be happy owning nothing from the...
Absolutely,
I hate that, man.
Nothing.
It gets worse than that. It gets much worse than that.
It does, and people just, I don't know if it's that everybody is so dumbed down or if it just in general they don't want to learn about this stuff because of the scare factor. But I want to know what is going to happen to me. If I'm going in for surgery, I want to know exactly, you know, what the anesthesiologist is doing, what the surgeon is doing, and then bring me home. Either way, it's a bring me home situation.
I especially want to know.
Go ahead, Dean.
Oh, can you hear me? I especially want to know the anesthesiologist's policy on medicine. Yeah. Because he better dope me up so I don't feel a damn thing and not be one of these like, oh, we're just going to go light with it. No, I want to feel nothing. I want no anxiety, and I want nothing else, and I want that. I want the freaking medicine afterwards that makes you freaking happy, you know. And you know what? Forget the O2. Hook me up with some nitrogen while you're at it, some nitrous oxide while you're at it. Okay. You know, I believe
Dean
it's better
was
living
good.
Yeah.
But Eva, I think the other thing that goes along with what you were talking about, I mean, you're talking about like the fear of the apathy. I think a lot of it too is, you know, conservatives want to live, they want to be left the hell alone. And they've lived their lives like that. They've lived their lives like that for so long that, you know, these leftists and the Marxists behind it all have just crept into everything. Because why? We wanted to live and let live. They want to control. And that's the problem.
Well, which is very true. But do you not want to, well, I can only speak for myself. I want to know that somebody out there is saying, you will have nothing, Eva, and you will like it, meaning you're not going to have a house. You're not going to have food when your body requires it. You're not going to have anything. You are going to most likely live. Okay. I have to watch my language here. You're most likely going to survive. And, you know, that's just another word that is horrible. But
that stuff right there that you're talking about, that's all Marxist ideology. It
well,
is
yeah.
the state's control of virtually everything. That's
it's
what it
worse.
Is.
And
it's
you know
worse.
What? And technically, that's what we live in anyhow. That's the society we live in. But it is to the point where they're going to most likely gather us up and put us in camps sustainable living, okay? Sustainable. I hate that word.
Like China.
With a passion.
Like
China.
Like
yes.
China.
Like China. And we did a show on that, you know, what they were going to do as far as credit scores. And it starts off in China, and it's trickling into every other country. And ours is a big one, and it's going to hit hard because people are not going to realize what is happening to them till the very bitter end, until, you know, possibly when their happy asses are marched off to the re-education camp.
Yeah. Well, James calls it Marxism, and I wholeheartedly agree with that term. But I think that it needs an adjective, because it's a techno Marxism. It's gone beyond just state control. There's now an obscene, incestuous relationship between the government and corporation. How many of you have, and I'm sure you have, how many of you have been on a very, I'm not going to name the social sites, but been on there and they throttle or they censor somebody, and everybody gives an excuse that it's a privately owned company.
You know, which is a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're operating within the U.S., I'm sorry, the First Amendment applies, because by that excuse, if you're sitting there telling me the private company can throttle my freedom of speech, does that mean it can also do a search and seizure? Can it violate my Fourth Amendment right as well without a warrant? So, I mean, what, private companies can just do whatever they want now? Is that what they're saying? So it means like techno-Marxism would be the adjective I would put on in front of Marxism, because it's taken the Marxist doctrine and it's applying this Fourth Industrial Revolution, as Klaus Schwab called it, and making it 10 times worse than any form of Marxism we've ever seen before.
Right. You know. And this, they blatantly, they say it right in your face.
Yeah,
you know?
And I talked about that. You and I talked about that the other day.
Yeah. There is no hiding it whatsoever. They don't hide it. And, you
because
know, I used to
they're
say
arrogant.
It,
they think they have
exactly.
it locked down with what they did with the last election. They think they got this.
Well, you know what? I hope and pray that they don't, because I mean, if midterms, and that's even if we do have midterms, you know, there's still quite, November's still quite a ways away, but, you know, if there are midterms, you bet they're going to throw every monkey wrench, oh, racist statement, ah, shame on me, monkey
no,
wrench.
No, it's not. Not racist.
That's one of my.
It's not a, no, some people think it is, but no, it's not.
That's one of my jokes. You know.
Oh, okay. I thought some people do think that.
No, because everything is racist nowadays. But they don't even bother hiding it in plain sight. I mean, it's just blatant out there.
That's because of the infestation. And we went over that last week, even on or the other last broadcast, about the social science degrees and business management degrees being social science. So all these large, you know, businesses and corporations, they have Marxists indoctrinated in there through the business management degrees. And that's why we see that. So,
and, you know, and as far as stats go, there are very few of them, but they have the biggest mouths. That's the one thing. They have huge mouths, and so
very vocal.
You know, just like when what we were talking about before, you know, there is 1% of the people are transgender, and I think that it's even less than that. Definitely less than 1%, and then allegedly 3% is gay.
Gay.
I doubt if those numbers
use the censorship to make it look bigger.
Of course they do. Yeah, they do. Of course. Yeah, but I think that the numbers are actually lower than what the stats show.
I could go with that. They're notorious for fake polls and stuff. And yeah, I believe that.
Exactly. Now let's get back to the midterms, you know, because there is no way on living in California, but living in California, you know, there is no way on God's green earth that Gavin Newsom did not get recalled. And people just go on their merry way, la, 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 la. You know, more taxes, la, 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 la. Higher gas prices, la, 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 la. Higher rent. You know, and people, it's doggone expensive living here in California. And now,
yeah, but right
oh
now,
my gosh.
They're going insane on the left right now because of the way that a lot of the ones on the right and the conservatives are waking up and they're getting involved. They're having a crap fit about, you know, the ones that are running for office, the school board being taken over, you know, the conservatives starting to get more involved with the election process.
And it's about damn
polls,
time.
Watching the polls. Yeah, it needed to happen.
It, for sure, getting off their lackadaisical asses. I go out and protest. I do walk that talk. Okay? I protest. I write letters. I, you know, go to rallies. I do all of the above.
Yep. I have every one of my local politicians and my state reps and my congressional and Senate rep in my phone, and I call their office regularly. And I told you that about DeSantis and how his office is very good about calling me back. They're very, they are very friendly towards the constituency, and that's the way it should be. That's the way it should
exactly.
be. We are states, and the federal government has gained way too much power, and we need to bring it back down to the local level.
Because Ron DeSantis actually knows who he works for.
Yes.
Where you have Gavin Newsom's, you know, he is just as cocky as they come, I just, hate is a very, very strong word.
Arrogant, the leftist trait. It really is.
Exactly. Yes, he is extremely arrogant. And but now California's talking about, oh gosh, I don't know what is wrong with people. They're talking about making a 32-hour work week full time.
That's French model.
You know, this is it is going to be a big F. A big fail. People are going to be...
because then at that point, anything over 32 hours, it'll be considered overtime. So for the smaller businesses, it's going to eat more away at what they use in order to expand and grow, and it's going to mean less jobs over time. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to kill them. It's going to put them under. That's the goal.
But people don't see that. You know, they don't see beyond the pretty wrapping what is exactly in that box.
No, because if you look back in our day, you know, you used to have, you know, the 60s and 70s TV programs. They were, you know, moral family values. You know, you had the doctors in the films that basically were broad, generalized practicing. They made, you know, house calls. And look at how things have progressed. We've gone from people with generalized knowledge to this laser-focused specialization. And when you get that far in, you miss a lot of the periphery. And in ways, that move, whether intentional or not, has created a kind of tunnel vision. And in order to understand the stuff that we're talking about, you got to have more of a broader knowledge. You have to see how things interplay between one another. And with a tunnel vision, like a lot of people have, they don't see it. And that's why.
You're right. They don't see it. They don't see the forest for the trees because they're blindsided. And it is dumbed down.
Well, I also believe that that evil, and this may be just my Christian spiritual roots talking, but I believe that evil has to disclose its plans. And by us not protesting or opposing those plans, we give what I call soft consent to them. You know, the example would be implied consent, soft consent. You know, there's different euphemisms for it, but yes, you're exactly right. Implied consent. You know, we can go all the way back to a young artist from Austria named Adolf Hitler, who wrote a book, you may have heard of it, called Mein Kampf. Right, and the only world leader that on record to have read it was Winston Churchill, and he was the only one saying that we need to keep an eye on this guy. He's rising up through the Reichstag, and he's becoming chancellor. He's threatening to take over, and he's written this book where he's laid out a plan. And he was basically, what Churchill was basically laughed at as a conspiracy theorist for, like, you know, taking this book seriously. But he was correct in it. And just like today, if you sit there, if you go on Twitter, you go on Facebook, and you say, Klaus Schwab's minion, Dr. Ravi, said that you can use the mRNA vaccine to program people, literally, quite literally control their behavior is their goal. Or that Bill Gates said, what, like 6-7 years ago, maybe more, that he's going to control population via vaccines.
And if they did a really good job at it, mm-hmm. a really good job at it, they could lower the population. And it's out there. It's on video. You can hear it plain as day. Okay,
if you point
vaccines to lower the population?
Exactly. That doesn't make any sense. But if you point that out to people, what do you call it? A conspiracy nut, a tenfold hat, or you know, because people, they do not, like you're saying, either they're willfully stupid, they're willfully ignorant, or they just don't want to hear it because they're scared. And these things are real, and these people are really planning this. Now, whether or not they can pull it off is a different story. You know, whether or not they can really program people, I don't know. I don't have access to that knowledge. But they're saying they want to, and they're saying they can. So I tend to take them at their word.
I thought I had sent you the video, Watch the Water, Dean. I do apologize.
Yes.
I meant to send it to you.
Yes.
So I will.
I looked for it. I couldn't find it. You told me about it, but no, you didn't. I didn't see the link pop up. But yeah,
okay.
So thank you. I would like to see that.
Because
no,
I'm such a liar, pants on fire.
No, you just got a lot going on.
Unfortunately, Dean, they have the bases covered. Because if they can't do it through mRNA, they will eventually do it through the transhumanism push and the computer chips and people.
Yeah. They'll do it one way or another. They'll figure it out. Yeah, you're right. And they have multiple routes to do it. And it's absolutely frightening. And I worked in the electronics field, and I've worked in the technology field, and I currently work in the defense field. All right. Oh, actually, it's metallurgy. I work in. We make metal parts for different weapon systems. But on the electronics end, the electronics are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And yes, it can be easily put into a human body. It can be easily injected through a 28cc needle, some of these components now. And so, the technology there, it doesn't have to be nanotech, which most people think are sci-fi, but it doesn't have to be even to that small of a level. You know, it doesn't have to go down to the U on the Greek scale. It can just be a very small 0A type component that can be inserted into the body and wreak havoc.
Exactly.
I'm probably speaking Greek to some people, but the point is that we have the physical capability to produce the technology. Whether or not the will and the programming ability is there is another question. I believe it is, personally.
Well, just like, was it TED Talks? The one in 2020 where Bill Gates, again, was talking about controlling world population through vaccines. And, you know,
that's what James was talking about. Yep.
Total. I mean, this was the perfect storm. You know, coming
and now
out with
he's
the Rona.
Buying up all the and now he's buying
land.
Up all the farmland.
Right. He's buying up all the farmland. People are. I was under the impression that China already owned our water. So
that depends on what state. Depends on what state you're in. what region you're in.
But I did send that to you, Dean. You should have it on your phone. That it is so.
Yes, thank you.
It is so. I mean, this is real life, people. And this vaccine, the prick, look at how many hundreds of thousands of people have died from it already. And
well, you'll be happy to know, Eva, you're not the only one talking about that. Watch the water. Tara was just telling me this morning around 8 a.m., one of the broadcasters of Real America's Voice was talking about that as well. So,
oh, God, that's so funny because your wife is named Tara also. My wife, Tara, was mentioning that also. That's serendipity there. That's what I'm looking for, where two things happen at the same time. Yeah, but, yeah, no, that's so rather strange.
I don't have a wife.
You don't? You're supposed to nowadays.
Her name's not Tara.
LGBTQIAP, you know?
But,
duh.
But, no, this it is of vital importance that everybody do this. And what is to stop them from putting it in our water? Think about that.
The vaccine?
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah, nothing. Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, nothing. They deliver vaccines through eye drops. So
they can deliver it in countless ways.
Yeah, there's aerosol. There's numerous there's numerous vectors they can use.
You know, these are definitely scary times that we are living in, and I think that the more people, you know, I'm wondering why the heck are they just protesting mask mandates? Why aren't they protesting? You know, the vaccines. The get down to the nitty gritty, the real core of the problem.
Because you weren't allowed to, remember. No, I'm sure. I'm not kidding. You weren't allowed to. We weren't allowed to.
On the whole aerosol thing, history proves the government has done that in the Chicago.
Well, done the what kind of control? I'm sorry.
You said aerosol.
Aerosol, yes. Is that what James said?
Yes.
Yes.
James.
Yo.
James, are you still there? Hello?
It kicked me out. Oh, so you're talking about the aerosol control?
Well, yeah, and the fact that history already shows they did do it in history already to the blacks in, I think it was Chicago, off of the rooftops, aerosol. They ran an experiment, our government.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
That, I'm not aware of that one. I will check it out, though.
I'll have to dig it up, and I'll have to send you over a link in Messenger, Eva.
Okay.
Yeah, I know the government's done some horrible things, like during Prohibition, putting methanol and denatured alcohol mixed in with the hooch to kill people. It has no problem with that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Tuskegee experiment, you know, the Tuskegee Airmen experiments. I mean, our government has a Project Paperclip. Our government is not the good guys. I was just talking to a man last week, and it was in reference to the Ukraine-Russian thing, and he's like, well, we're the good guys. We have to do something. I was like, no, there's no good guys left. We're not the good guys. I mean, we may as the individuals may be good people, but our government, it's not a good entity anymore. I don't think it's been a good entity since maybe Roosevelt, FDR, is when we started going down, I believe. You know, I mean, maybe Wilson would probably be better with the Overman Act, you know, when they gave him absolute power. And so it's, our government has gotten horrible, and our society has gotten worse. You know, with, like you're talking, you touched on the LGBTQIAP plus. I don't even know what all those letters stand for, but like, we have a normalization of anal sex. You know, they've normalized degenerate behavior, and if they want to, you know, in Florida they passed that whole, you know, don't say gay bill, as they're calling it, which is basically just don't talk sex to children, you know, ages 8 and under, please. But yeah, so we're normalizing degenerate behavior and then healthy behavior. If you really want to discuss that type of behavior, let's discuss about lessening your lifespan through it, and lessening, increasing the likelihood, no matter your sex or your gender or your preference, anal sex is not safe. It's not perfectly normal. It actually does lower your life expectancy, and it causes disease, and it's more likely to spread STDs. And so yet all the social media out there, all the Marxist media out there is saying that nothing wrong with it, perfectly normal behavior, and then go ahead and change your gender while you're at it.
Well, that was the death of the Roman Empire. That was the death of the Roman Empire, was anal sex, homosexuality.
Yeah, and the destruction of gender roles. If you look through history, you will see that every single time a society has destroyed its gender roles, going all the way up to the Weimar Republic, right, there's always barbarians waiting at the gate. Right now we have an entire society of hyper-masculine, you know, over in the Middle East, a bunch of hyper-masculine, and I don't necessarily mean good masculine, but hyper-masculine men ready to come in and kick our butts. And that has happened all the way back, like you said, to Greek times, the Romans to the Greeks. When you start destroying the gender roles and you start this laissez-faire attitude, a hyper-masculine culture will come in and wipe you out. And it has happened repeatedly. And that's coming not from me. That's coming from Camille Paglio, who's a feminist, a second-wave feminist, a lesbian, and a philosopher and a writer. She's the one who actually stated that back in the 1970s in one of her books. You know, and she's actually the only feminist I like. And she pointed that out. I looked into it. I'm like, oh, my God, she's right. It has happened over and over again.
Nobody knows history. And then they're trying to erase history also. Rewrite it.
Orwellian style. Yeah, Orwellian style.
Exactly.
Yeah, we need to make 1984. We need to make 1984 fiction again. You know, and that's the problem. It's not fiction anymore.
Okay, but you can't indoctrinate the youth if you have remnants laying around that would contradict that. Why do you think they got rid of the pledge? Why do you think they got rid of the pledge of allegiance in schools?
Oh, but
to the republic, which it stands.
You can
pledge
allegiance.
Of it stands.
According to Buttigieg's girlfriend, whatever you want to call it.
The gay pledge.
The gay pledge. He's a teacher, and he's indoctrinating our kids to say the Pledge of Allegiance to the gay flag.
I sent you a link on PMEBA, and it was St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
St. Louis. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't have it yet, Jane. Why the hell did the LGBTQ get the rainbow? What gave them?
You know what? Because they wanted to destroy God.
Did they get the rainbow? I mean, that doesn't seem fair. I mean, I know I'm going off on a little tangent there, but that doesn't seem fair.
Reason why is because they want to destroy God. They want to destroy everything that is holy. This is why they keep pushing it. They took God's covenant to us that he would never flood the earth again. And that was God's promise to us. What a precious, something so precious and sacred. Mm. And they had to attack that. But they attacked God and the family unit at every avenue possible.
No, they've been doing especially with LGBT, Johnson, Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ. That was his goal.
Yeah. This is crazy. You know, they live by Aleister Crowley's book, you know, Backwards Speak, and which is real. Aleister Crowley, mm-hmm. the father of Barbara Bush, and you know, this goes deep. And yeah, reality is scary at times, but people, you need to know this. You need to know what is going on. And if there are any listeners out there that want to chime into this conversation, the phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. Just press the number 1, and that will indicate that you do want to chime in, and I'll bring you into the studio. But this is...
There is a reason for why they want to destroy religion and God. And that's simply because after World War I and World War II, the communists, which is a Marxist interpretation, mm-hmm. all got together, their head thinkers, and they couldn't understand why that the whole world didn't basically fall to communism. And one of the things they determined, along with the family unit, which Dean and us have already been talking about, the destruction they're trying to do there, included religion and the churches. Now, also, think about this part of that whole LGBTQ XYZA plus conversation. The more people that are okay and think that same-sex marriages are natural, how are we replenishing our population?
It is going to be just like a Brave New World. You know how they were having or appropriating the earth was, you know, all the fake uteruses and lady parts and mass producing kids that way. I just saw another movie.
And then you're back to transhumanism there again.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Sci-fi
exactly.
has become real. Sci-fi has become
real.
Oh,
for sure. For sure. Because life
is a multi-pronged attack.
Life does imitate art. You know, you see it first. You saw it in Terminator. You saw it in, I don't know, there was a TV show where this RoboCop, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they
the movie
they
RoboCop,
worked your
yeah,
mind.
Peter Weller.
They worked your mind that way, and then next thing you know, they're doing it. So these things that you think that they come out with yesterday, that is like really cool, really neat. It's been on the market for at least 20 years, probably 30.
Well, just like the patent it's known under different acronyms and names, but I prefer VTG, which is Voice to God. Voice to Skull, Voice to God technology, which used to work by mapping out the gaps within the skull, right? Because there's pockets within the skull. Now they can do it with the inner ear, and the patent for the first version of that technology has been on the books at least since the late 1960s, I believe, 68, if I'm not mistaken. The CIA had one of their people patent it. And where they can literally make it sound like a god or whoever, you know, the spirit of somebody, whatever, is talking in your head, just by using those air pockets, hitting you with the right ultrasonic sound waves that make those pockets emulate voice.
Yeah,
and that
just
technology
like you,
existed. for quite a while.
Hear these people that get caught, I'm going to say, have done a mass shooting and stuff. Well, I heard voices in my head. You actually did hear voices in your head. You know, this is what the government has been doing to us. Please, whatever you do, don't put the government on a pedestal and thank them for screwing us.
Well, to me, that when you hit on the spot there, something that my wife and I have talked about, it's a numbers game because you have people on psychotropic medicine. We really don't
right.
know how that medicine, works. Anybody who tells you that they know how the various self-take inhibitors work, they're lying. Nobody understands the chemistry behind that, right? That's why they'll try like, oh, here's some Wellbutrin. Oh, that didn't work, we'll try Prozac. Okay, that didn't work, we'll try Zoloft. Okay, it's just a shot in the dark. But now you have all these people on these medicines, and we're one of the worst nations in the world. I think we in Denmark and Sweden are the worst three in the world. And it's a numbers game. And then eventually, if you keep putting, then you start, you add in voice to God technology or VOG, voice of God technology, and you start adding that in. Eventually, you might have to hit 1,000 people, but one of them will go off.
One of them's gonna
commit a crime. The other 999 will just end up in a loony bin or just go about their lives. But one of them's gonna cause some damage.
Well, maturing candidates, that this happened, I don't know, about a year and a half ago, I guess, where Nancy Pelosi is talking to George Stephanopoulos. And they're having a conversation, and she's talking about arrows in her quill, and about the 2020 election. And so as soon as George Stephanopoulos said, "Oh, arrows in your quill," she says, "Good morning, it's Sunday morning." Okay, they had already been past that. There was a glitch in her.
Like a reset on her programming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And nobody talked about that. They're still
Harris
not talking
has done the
about
same
it.
Thing. Our VP, our supposed VP, has done the same thing.
She's right.
Glitched. Yeah. And then the other day, the President of the United States shook hands with a ghost and made a deal.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't know what deal he made with that ghost because nobody will disclose what ghost it was. But apparently, it was a very important deal, and he shook that ghost to that hand. And I'd like that personally. I think they should tell us who the ghost was.
This
President,
is
our supposed is making deals with.
Why aren't people asking questions though?
You know, I'm
they
sarcastic
aren't
about
asking
the ghost
questions.
Thing,
okay. You know, if they can bring Tupac back to life via hologram and him performing at Coachella, there's no stopping any of this. And people actually thought, even though Tupac had been dead for, at least 10 to 15 to maybe possibly 20 years.
20 years,
And he's performing live at Coachella, and people believe that he's really there?
Yeah, well, I do voice acting now. You know, I've been trying to break into it. I've been getting to it more. I think you listen to some of my stuff lately. And
yeah.
there's a warning within the community, right? I'm tied into that community. And there's a warning that there are scripts out there now where they ask you to read for sci-fi, try out for the sci-fi audio play. And you give basically inside that script is hidden and it sounds like sci-fi tech, that you're giving permission for them to steal your voice. So you're giving them implied consent. You're giving them direct consent, you just don't realize it. And they can now, and then the rest of the script, it's designed so that it gets all the vowel structure and everything, and they can steal your voice. With actors or with performers and actors who have, hundreds and possibly thousands of hours of footage, it's very easy for them to steal their voice and their image. So, it's very scary.
They showed that, I would say, let's see, because he was out of office then, but it was Barry Hussein Satoru, and they used his voice and, you know, patched it all together as he, it, like he was actually doing the speaking. And nobody could tell the difference if it was Barry or if it was Memorex.
Yeah, is it live or is it Memorex? Or is it, you know, this new tech? Yeah.
But this is, you know, people, you need to know, you need to wake up and know what is going on. You're pretty quiet there, James. What's going on with you? Wake up.
He's thinking.
No, I'm here. I don't have anything to add presently. So wasn't saying anything.
what I would like to add is what I touched on it is that this is not just a single attack. It's not just the mRNA. It's not just the LGBTQ and normalization of the issues with that. It's not just it's not just Klaus Schwab and Davis Group, and it's not just Bill Gates becoming the largest quote unquote farmer in the U.S. It is it's a multi-pronged attack. It's happening on the technological side. It's happening on the legal side, the political side. It's happening on the social side. It's happening on the educational side. It's coming from us at all directions. And like James said, he called it Marxism. He's correct. Karl Marx, said that it had to be a multi-pronged attack. The religion, you know, Karl Marx called it opium of the people. All right, I think that was not the direct quote, but that's how it's commonly said. And
that's what I've
What's that?
That's what I've read. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if that's exactly. I think he said like people's in their opium, you know, but it's paraphrased as opium of the people. So so there's an attack on religion. There's an attack on the family unit. That's unit. That's part of the social attack. So there's, you know, and destruction of the gender roles. It's, you know, we're seeing men compete against women in women's sports, and we're seeing a destruction of womanhood. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Not one.
But if you look at all that stuff, and then you look at the 45 communist goals for America, it provides a real, once you know Marxism,
it's a roadmap.
And the 45 communist goals of America, and you look around at what's been going on, it all makes complete sense.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's a roadmap. That's a roadmap. But my point is that it's not. You can't just say, "Oh, it's just Bill Gates. It's just Klaus Schwab." No, It's basically we're in the wagons and we're circled in the savages, the Bill Gates, the Soroses, the Schwabs, and all these other a holes are coming at us, and that's the problem. And that's what I think. I think that's part of the problem that people have with it is that. It's not just a rabbit hole. It's an entire labyrinth when you go down that hole. It's not just a straight hole down. It's a labyrinth.
And it's almost unbelievable that it can be all that at once, that it can be so coordinated. But when you look at the ideology, it's like planting a seed. Just like we do trying, you know, over the years when we've been trying to get people to understand what's going on and what we've found, it's that planting of a seed. And it germinates and it grows. And with the censorship, it makes them look like a majority. It makes them look like they are right, but they're not.
Yeah, it gives the illusion of them being correct. And if you remember that film Sneakers, another pseudo sci-fi movie, I don't know if you remember that with Robert Redford, right? Dan Aykroyd was in it. Right, where they talked about how perception matters more than anything. If you perceive a bank to fail, you're going to pull your money out of that bank, and it's going to fail. Right. So, and that's what they're creating with this censorship. They're creating a perception that of the majority. They're creating a perception of consensus, and there is no consensus on this. It's still divided. But yet they want to make it look like everybody else agrees that, yes, you mask up and get that jab. But really,
And that's how they gaslight.
Yeah, it's a gaslighting, exactly. Thank you.
Well, you have mainstream media who, like I had mentioned earlier, I was gone for, I don't know, about a week and a half, but visiting a friend. She doesn't listen to my show, so this is a good thing. But she has on freaking the news 24/7, and it's like, oh my gosh, please shut this crap off. And she's going, but it's Fox News. I said, Fox is not your friend, okay? Get it through your pretty little head.
It hurts the eyes and the ears. Make it go away.
I'm going, I don't know how you can watch this shit 24/7. She says, I just like the background noise. I'm bullshit. You're sitting your ass in front of that TV and watching it. And it's like, because none, not one mainstream media, any news that is on TV, with the exception of One American News Network, and you have to hunt that down to find it.
RAV, you know, Real America's Voice is another one.
And you don't, but okay, like me, I don't have regular TV, okay? I don't have the cable or anything like that. I only have specific things. So
RAV is an app. It's not on regular cable.
Okay, yeah, I don't do those app things because it screws up my phone and my phone, yeah, it just screws up my phone. I'm very, very picky when it comes to that stuff. So, but you have to turn off those television programming boxes. It's called programming for that very reason. It's to program your mind. And when they are pushing, like Saddam Hussein, weapons of mass destruction. How many times do we hear that over and over and over? You had Laura Bush chiming in, or were they specifically talking about Osama bin Laden at the time? Doesn't matter. But, you know, they push this narrative over and over and over and over again.
Oh, them poor babies and incubators thrown out on the floor.
Oh, my gosh. And still, people are still saying, Eva, what about all those poor people in Ukraine? I'm going, oh, my gosh. I'm getting underground news because the videos that I'm watching are people who are totally, completely distressed because their own government is bombing them.
OUND fascists. Ukraine was like the third most corrupt nation in Europe. And the OUND fascists actually helped the Nazis. They are basically Nazis. The Azimov Battalion? Yeah, Nazis.
But you have mainstream
media. And they're doing the same thing Ukraine right now that the Nazis were doing in Germany to anyone that did not ascribe to their ideologies. Same thing right now in Ukraine. Not to mention the Biden interference, Pelosi's kid over there. It's just one huge payoff for Democrats.
Oh, yeah, a huge payoff for them. Huge. And then I just read today that Zelensky wants another $800 million sent to him.
In Russia. But he didn't get it. He can't get it because Russia's taking off the railroads. And that's one way you can transfer that much munition.
Wait, what was that?
Russia's taking out the rail lines, the railroads. The only way you can transport that much munitions that he's requesting and that much of heavy equipment is by rail. Okay.
Good.
And he's going after it. And like James talked about, the Azov Brigade is a Nazi brigade. The colonel of that, it was a militia group. The Azov Brigade started off as a militia group. Right. It came about earlier than 2014, but came to the forefront in 2014. Its leader, I think he goes by the rank of colonel originally. It's a regimental level. He was made essentially what we would call a Secretary of Defense by Zelensky. So you have a Nazi.
Do you realize? remember
What's
back
that?
With the Tiki Torch situation and that black woman death that here the other year? The people involved with that were over and trained with Azov Battalion.
Yes.
They were Ukrainians. We're not the ones with the racist problem. It's foreigners coming here that are fascists.
Yep. And we don't need to get involved. I'm sorry. We do not. I feel sorry for some of the Ukrainians. I feel sorry for their plight. But since 2014, they've been running a pogrom against Donbas and killing ethnic Russians. They've been purging ethnic Russians.
And
the way I look at it, sorry to get you off there, but the way I look at it is that NATO is playing footsies with the Ukraine, and Russia doesn't like it. And I don't blame
you're breaking up, Dean.
Oh, sorry. I'm saying I don't blame Russia for not wanting NATO on its borders.
Well, see, Russia told Ukraine in 2014 this is what is going to happen, and they just kept screwing around, and now it is 2022. And it's finally happening. And I was under the impression, I had read that that NATO said itself that it will never, ever make Ukraine, accept Ukraine into NATO.
Well, we said it back in 19... So can you hear me now? Am I coming through better?
Yes.
Back in 2000, 1999 or 2001, James Baker, Secretary of State under the first George Bush, you know, everybody, including Gorbachev, stated that he swore that we would not expand NATO one centimeter further east. And now suddenly the whole narrative has changed to where, well, we never said that. And we broke that promise. We invited Poland and Hungary into it, and then later on Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. We have surrounded Russia. And I personally, like I said, I was breaking up at the time. I don't blame Putin for not wanting NATO on his borders. If somebody was trying to put Russian bases or anybody else's bases in Canada or Mexico, I would not be happy about that. We freaked out when the Soviet Union was putting missiles, in Cuba. Yes. We freaked out.
Yep.
I mean, we were running drills about that. And so
I got a question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got a question.
Again.
What do you think would happen if Putin went in there and found dirt? It'd be a pretty big reason for, good old Joey and Pelosi and them not wanting Putin anywhere near Ukraine.
Well, that's why there's been a blackout. That's why there's been a blackout on all communications from Russia. We can't get news out of Russia now. And that doesn't happen in a free society. I'm sorry, but we should be allowed to know what Russian news is saying, even if it's fake news. We should be allowed to know what the Russians are talking about. But we're not. We're not permitted. Why? But we're a free society, supposedly. That kind of thing cannot happen in a free society.
It's because they have a lot of skeletons that they're trying to hide them. And Putin does
I know why.
Dirt.
It was rhetorical. My point is that we're a free society, and we should be allowed to hear the other side and make up our own minds. But no, we're not trusted. We're treated like children, and we're told what to believe. And that's disgusting.
This is another thing. You touched on it just now, Dean, is that, Ukraine's borders are more important to the U.S. than the U.S.'s borders are to the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah, suddenly Democrats care about borders all of a sudden. Yeah.
If they don't,
national
if that
sovereignty.
Doesn't grind your gears, I don't know what will.
That's the left's hypocrisy. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. Well, then shouldn't it be no borders, no walls, and no Ukraine at all?
Yeah, exactly. But no, Ukraine has a right to defend its borders. We don't.
And that is pretty scary, people. Pretty scary. And how many hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians are already banging at our door to get into the United States?
Aggressive. Yeah, they were going on our AV earlier today about that. Thousands.
And
there are thousands of Ukrainians coming up across the border right now.
But yeah. funny thing is that I believe, I don't know, about 7 days after this had started between Russia and Ukraine, all those Ukrainian men were at our borders already. And see, this is more of a common sense.
But
tells you, folks.
But didn't Zelensky say that no fighting age males could leave?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And
yeah. He had to pass a law. He had to pass an edict to stop it. Yeah.
And don't you find it now? If you're taking Ukraine seriously, why are transvestites going on Ukrainian TV and saying, we can't leave, Ukraine because we were born a male? Is that something serious? Is that what you would be pushing if you were seriously in a war?
Well, if you're in a cultural war, sure. Which we are.
Zelensky's a transvestite anyhow.
Well, yeah, he's a Nazi, and he is also an actor who happened to play. What was his, do you know his starring role, his main role? What was his,
he
you
was
know his
the
main
president.
Role as an actor?
Yeah. He was the president.
Wow, talk about programming. Hmm? Yeah, how convenient.
And he has links to Soros, very deep, heavy
yep.
ones, and Hollywood
yep.
here in the U.S.
And he's a young global leader. He's a young global leader, Klaus Schwab.
He is.
He's one of the alumni.
Yep.
I have the list in front of me open. He's one of the alumni along with
Macron
and Trudy.
Along with Dan Crenshaw.
That traitor.
Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard.
She's actually not. I looked into it. Her name, Pierre, there's a meme going around with her name. She spoke at the WEF, but she was actually not. She's not a YGL.
Okay.
She just spoke at it. So
I do not trust anybody that wants to take our guns. And Tulsi Gabbard on her own website says that it basically says she's a gun grabber. Okay? On her TulsiGabbard.org.
I'm not defending her. Given the fact she's a vet. That's sickening.
Yeah. I'm not defending her. I just don't want to spread any information that's false that she said she's a YGL, a young global leader. She actually just spoke at a convention, and since then, some of the more right-leaning people have used that saying that she is a Schwabite, as a Klaus Schwabite, but she whatever you want to call it, a Schwabian, right? Schwabian actually was taken in the 1800s, but. She's really not. She just spoke, but she is a dirty-handed gun grabber. Yes, I'm not saying she's
Dean,
a good person. I'm just saying, yeah.
Dean,
yes,
I wish you'd stop saying Schwab because that image of him on the beach and that pink flowy stuff.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
keeps coming into my head.
False. I know they're saying that's false.
Girl.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
him wearing that little Him wearing that little cod piece.
Oh my gosh!
I do metrology, right? Measurements, right? In quality, and judging by his body size, he's not packing much at all. No wonder why he wants to take over the world, because that's the only way he's going to get laid.
Overcompensating.
Yeah.
A little bit of Hitler syndrome.
I can only talk about these kind of things with other females.
No, you could talk about it openly. I have no problem talking about it. I mean, the guy's packing nothing.
Okay, I noticed it too. Okay, I'll openly admit it. I noticed it too.
It don't make me gay because I noticed that the picture was right there.
Yeah.
I mean, God,
Skimpy ass little outfit that he was wearing. Oh my God.
How could you? How could you not notice?
Thank you. I know. I mean, I'm not bragging or anything, but I would have to wear a much larger cup. You know, I'm 6'2". You know, I got to wear a much larger cup. You know, I mean, I have a video. That's the only reason my wife stays with me. You know, and puts up with my loud mouth. You know.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not kidding either. She said it.
Hey guys,
not me.
We're gonna run the. We're going to cut the show off on the half hour. But we will be back next week. I want to know, hey, Dean, if you're able to, and I know I have to send you all the information, James, I want to do a survival series. And so if you were a Boy Scout,
mm-hmm.
We're going redneck in an upcoming show.
Yep, I'm a southerner. I'm a southerner, so I've done plenty of my survival. I've actually taken the course, the Everglades course.
I wasn't a Boy Scout because they wouldn't let me in. But
they will now.
They will now. In fact, I could be a scout leader. I think it is imperative, especially, I mean, I don't know how the food shelves are in your areas, but ours are still decent, okay? But I know, when people were fighting over toilet paper and stuff.
I can only find half the things I'm looking for a lot of times I go to the damn store.
What,
I got to run around to all different places now.
What state are you in, James?
Pennsylvania.
I'm not asking for the town. Pennsylvania. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, I've had some friends in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, that area, complaining about the same thing you are. Yeah.
Yep.
Like the worst we get is like my aunt. She does a lot of ordering from like Publix. I have it delivered, right? And the worst thing they do is they substitute. They still have it. It's just not the brand she's looking for. You know. So we're down in Florida here. We're still doing because you know we have reasonable leadership. You know.
You do.
So yeah, for the most part.
Pennsylvania does, but we got a Democrat governor that. I mean, we would have had constitutional carry here the other month. The Republicans we got in at the state level drew up the bill, signed it, passed it on. Yeah, and D-Bag ended up shooting it down.
No pun intended, huh? I have my concealed weapons permit, you know, and I carry, but I mean, I think it's ridiculous permit.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous that I have to get permission from the government and pay to renew it. Just like I think it's ridiculous that I own my vehicle outright. Why do I have to pay to drive it every year? You know, it's just another hidden tax. Just another way of just milking us, and it's part of that multi-pronged attack. You know,
and you have
human farming from cradle to grave.
Yep.
You have to watch
who. Yep.
You have to
world.
Watch who you are supporting. Just like the NRA, it is NRA stands for Negotiate Rights Away. If it weren't for the NRA, you wouldn't have to register your guns.
Yep.
But NRA sold that, stole it from you and sold it. And then look at him, Pierre. He's embezzled millions and millions and millions of dollars. I don't even think that he is the president of the NRA anymore. I bag on the NRA. I'm GOA, Gun Owners of America.
Yeah.
And
I'm USCAA.
Yeah, well, that too.
Carry Concealed Association. Yeah.
You, but Gun Owners of America will actually fight the fight for you.
They give you the insurance through the lawyers and all that stuff. Yeah.
They're not going to leave you high and dry.
We're not endorsing anything here because we're not paid to do it. But if anybody's interested in endorsing us, GOA or USCCA, you know, please feel free. Yeah.
Right. Well, no, it's of vital importance because I know people that are strictly NRA folk and they think that NRA walks on water and it doesn't, and they have sold our rights away for forever since the beginning of it.
Because they had a good PR. They had a good PR campaign. They had a good PR. Charlton Heston, they had a good PR.
The Second Amendment, solid, okay, shall not infringe. And so what do? They took it and infringed on every part, every letter of the Second Amendment the NRA infringed on.
Well, Second Amendment was not a suggestion. It was a mandate.
And they didn't just come back from the hunting lodge when they signed that either. It doesn't have a damn thing to do with hunting.
Doesn't. No, and they knew about weapons. They knew about the advancement in firearms. They knew about the puckle gun, the Giardoni air rifle, you know, that could fire, you know, hundreds of rounds of .22 ammunition. They knew about that, and, you know, they pretend like, oh, just for, you know, like Brown Bess freaking muskets. No. They fully well, the founders knew that firearms are going to get better every day. And anybody throws that argument at you and says that, oh, it's just for muskets. Okay, well, then the First Amendment doesn't apply to newspapers, radio, TV, anything else, because, you know, the founders didn't know about that either, apparently. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to own a tank? I would if I had a place to park it.
Yeah, I got a big backyard. Yeah,
the stupidity that comes out of babbling Brooke Biden's mouth, it just amazes me. Just get yourself a double barrel shotgun and go on the back porch and fire a warning shot up in the air, and you're good as gold.
No concept of gravity. But,
and here it is, your son, Hunter Biden, # wrong son. That was mean. God forgive me.
Threw that gun in a dumpster near school.
Exactly. And nothing happens. Nothing happens to him. It's mind-boggling.
Rules for thee, not for me.
Exactly.
Yeah. How come? Well, this is just like the laptop. Laptop was a conspiracy theory during the 2020 election. All of a sudden, now it's real. You know, how does that magically happen? You know, just like the things we're talking about, like questioning the vaccine. Oh no, that's a conspiracy. Now you're allowed to. It's like, okay, after the fact, after everybody's been jabbed, after the election, now you're allowed to talk about the things that would have affected it. That would have had a different outcome had people been aware of this. And that's absolutely disgusting.
What are they going to do for the midterms? I mean, are they going to? Is it going to be an October surprise and then hit us with it in November? You know, because they're already talking about another variant, and it's just so totally ridiculous.
Well, I have a prediction.
What's that?
I have a prediction because the midterms would be okay. According to the Constitution, after FDR, a president can only serve 10 years max, correct? He or she could serve two elected terms in 2 years if they're a VP finishing out the other guy's term, right? I believe that the Democrats will possibly invoke or Harris is going to go ahead and put some soap on the stairs at the White House, and they will one way or another. I suspect that they're going to somehow remove Biden from office because they would like to run her a progressive for 10 years.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
And the midterm would be the two-year mark for him. So then now she has her 10 years.
But people are not going to put up with it since she is an anchor baby, and unless they conveniently forget that she's an anchor baby.
They will. We did with Obama.
Well,
we did with Obama.
Yeah.
They forgave him for being born out of country. You know?
I know. But I think that we're keeping a closer eye on Heckle Harris, because she is such a blooming tard. She is tard. She's so stupid. And then she tries to talk to you like everybody's like a 3-year-old. Well, Russia's a big country, and Ukraine's a small country. Cringe a little bit. Is that just a little cringy?
But I knew who you were talking about.
I
think that the reason that she is, as you call it, a tard, that's the reason why the Democrats want her, because the Pelosi's the corporate. Because you got the progressives and you got the corporate Democrats. The corporatists are like, you know, they're the Pelosi's, right? They're the Schumer's, you know, and they want to be able to have somebody that they can easily control, and they can control her, they can manipulate her,
but,
you know, and
you know,
so they want her in office, and she'll appeal. Appeal to the squad types. You know,
If you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bullshit, and that's all Pelosi does. Okay, she just baffles with the bullshit, because if I'm Catholic, I don't lie.
Yes, usually know who the damn president is half the time.
You have to sign the bill. You have to sign the bill to know what's in the bill.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and people don't. What is it that people, don't you hear what she's saying? Oh, my God.
She doesn't know what she's saying.
We're wrapping it up. So, Dean, if you want to join us next week for Survival Series. Oh, excuse me. My allergies are going crazy.
Well, as I know, I have to change shift.
What's that? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Well, as I know, I have to change shifts, yeah.
Excuse me.
But no, it's been great talking to you guys.
Hey,
really,
you know what? Like I said, there's a slot open for you, Dean. Just tell me when you want
it.
Gotcha. And you're more than welcome.
As soon as I got my schedule locked down right now.
As soon as he gets his schedule, Eva, as soon as he gets his schedule and reads it.
I'm so busy.
Cool.
I'm a wanted man.
So, hey, I might be taking a road trip up your way in the near future. So,
to Florida?
Yeah, to Florida.
Oh, well, like, yeah, well, you got to come by.
I don't know. I'm going to be possibly looking at properties and... because I got to get out of this place. I got to get out of this place. If it's the last thing I ever do.
Animal. Eric Bergen.
Yep. So, James, thank you for being my host. I greatly appreciate it. Dean, thanks for calling in. Thank you to the listeners. Without you, there wouldn't be a show. So... tune in next week, same bat time, same bat channel, same bat phone number, and God bless you, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Night, everybody.
Can I do one shameless plug?
Sure.
Lowborn Kinsman, YouTube, check it out, Lowborn Kinsman.
Yeah, for sure. I will post that video that you sent me. I will post that on my wall, Dean. And and all it does is take a little bit of your time, give it a listen, and subscribe if you'd like. He has other videos on his channel too, so give it a listen and Night, everybody.
Good night.
Night, all.